Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ollie and
Emeka
and
Chidachi.
All right. So,
rock and roll.
For today's conversation,
yes,
we are going to talk about
talk about it.
Does having a boy,
yes,
still matter? Yeah. Or does having a boy still add value?
That's the word, value.
Yes.
Value, because the generation before us, they were very big on having boys. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Igbo culture and really the rest of Africa, honestly.
Yeah, and African culture.
African culture in general.
Yeah, because I know people, homes, like they have like 8 kids,
man,
because they kept trying to have a boy.
So they'll have 7 girls
so have
and
like
one
a
boy.
Of, yes, and once they have the boy, they'll keep having kids until they get that boy. Literally.
Man.
So,
but today, do we have enough time and economic power to have 7 kids like our parents or even our grandparents? The answer is no.
No.
It's mba. So, in reality, I think, first off, both children add value. That's
mm-hmm.
one. Girl adds value, boy adds value. Why not? We'll go, how about mba? And they're both a blessing. If we're looking at adding value, I think we want to look at the stance of today's families, African families, right? I now wholesale to umoko na umwai na kare mehe kare umoko. Most of the girls in most Igbo families and African families, if you look at it, they're probably carrying more of the weight.
Yeah.
They're carrying more of the weight. And I don't know what has caused that. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that
the girls were
raised with more, hey, you need to take her to home or learn how to build
and also we're just more nurturing by
nature. Yeah, naturally.
I've realized that a lot of our parents generation they're wisening up.
How are they wisening up?
I don't know if you noticed, like a lot of people kept telling us how lucky we were. Like, oh, you're having a girl, like, oh my God,
so
girls help you out, girls take care of the home,
yeah,
you know, girls this, girls that. And that's really surprising, because before, it was a thing where, like, you know, there were some families where, if you don't have a boy,
everyone is vexed, bro.
Someone that's still, like, the daughters you have are nothing. And I think it all leads back to the fact, you know, with the whole last name thing.
Yeah. Or legacy, ultimately.
Yeah, the
legacy.
Last name, because, you know,
legacy,
the men, you know, carry their last name, the women change their last name. So, you know, it's almost as though if you have all girls, your legacy is gone, your family name is gone, because
women
girls change their last name.
But women are happening names. A lot of African women.
I know,
but
I'm talking about before.
Before, yeah, that's true.
Before, that's one of the reasons why, like, there was
right.
so much value put in, like, having a boy. Like, you know, it's like, when you have a boy, you've arrived. Yes, you have a boy. Like,
right.
you have an heir. You have an heir to your imaginary throne.
The fact that you said let's pause for a minute. Imaginary throne.
I feel like it kind of like leads back to pride. Like, it's like, well, you think you are so important that you need to have someone to take on your last name so you can keep somehow living. Your last name can keep, forever.
So, okay, otu hang about that, bo. Umwai baudu. Because ihem huwe bo, bo. Otu tu umwai. Oh, hama, you said the word nurturing. Hana lekotu indemado. Nihina otu chunike shekenha. But on top of that, a lot of girls are just helping out their parents in their older ages. We see that more. The boys are around, but hana ha elekotu nenena. Hana leshi hamanya. Amam hevuya. Or
it's not just a Alabeke. Even people in Nigeria, I think it's kind of like the same thing. I think that just even how we, for example, when a man gets married, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, like, because men are
tunnel vision.
You know,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, they get married, they have kids, like, you know, they're supposed to, they're like, this is your domain, this is your home.
I'm the lion.
Yeah, so it's like, this is your priority, this
right.
is, you know, what matters.
Okay.
But I feel like for women, we see more, what's the word?
We have a larger perspective.
Larger perspective,
right.
Like, we see more. Because even with us, like, you know, how we think, like, I'm always, like, thinking, like,
Broader,
like,
there you go.
It's like we're talking, but my mind is like, oh, wait, like, did we buy this for this person?
Okay.
You know, did I get the thing for Chidachi? Okay. Like, I'm like, I'm all over the place.
I like that.
You know, and that's how, like, most women are, like, we're not just, like, tunnel vision. Like, we're thinking about, like, everything. And I feel like that's why, like, it's easier for women to also be able to, like, as they're taking care of their home,
mm-hmm.
they can also, like, you know, think about, like, you know, like, their extended family and stuff like that, compared to like men who are more like, okay, like zeroed in, like, this is me, this is my life, this is my family.
I get
you
that.
Know?
So you know what that means, that men do, the men do still add value. It's just that the men, we have a greater responsibility to lead family once we have our own family. So I know I'm all headed to look back and have the broader perspective on how the families that we came from are doing. Even though I think we should start becoming more broad in our perspective, because if you guys are doing it as, if the women are doing that and they're now, some of them are mothers,
mm-hmm.
the guys who are fathers should also have the ability to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because so that way we have a better stretch where you're not stretching yourself as a wife to look after your parents,
mm-hmm.
right? And then your brother,
mm-hmm.
who is a husband where he's from,
I see that.
He can now also help you 50-50 to look after your parents.
That's
right? So that means the men do have value, but we're seeing where
both have value.
Yeah.
It's just that before, more emphasis was put on having sons.
Sons, absolutely.
Yeah, more emphasis was put on having sons. And I feel like it all led back to the whole carrying on the family name thing.
Right. Got it.
You know, because even at that time, the household, it's still the women that are taught to take care of, like, their siblings. It's still the women that clean. It's still the women that cook. The women, the girls do everything.
Yeah.
But somehow the sons are still treated like the...
royalty.
Yes, royalty. My son, who's going to carry on my name.
Yeah,
you know?
My welcome.
Yes. My welcome. You know, junior. You know, all of that. You know, women, there's no such thing as a junior for women. It's always like the...
That is true.
Yeah, men are the ones that always, like, you know, have
the
junior.
The first, the second, the third, and the fifth.
The junior, like, you know, like the, legacy, you know, carrying on the Brian name,
the Ford name.
Yeah. You know?
The blessings.
So, yeah, but like I said, I feel like with the time we're in right now, aside from the whole last name thing, there's a lot of people that, for example, Paris Hilton.
Okay.
She's an heiress. She just got married, but I didn't see her, she didn't change her name.
Got it. Okay.
So a lot of times, like,
that's happening too.
Yeah, a lot of them are not changing, especially if their name carries weight.
Oh,
they come from a famous family.
Yeah.
I don't see them changing their... Yeah.
I got to look for here. Nah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. About now.
Even Chelsea Clinton, I think that's her name, Hillary and Bill Clinton's daughter, Chelsea.
Umaya Bowman, right?
That's who, I guess.
Or Tubu Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I'm on my house.
I don't think they changed their name either.
Probably.
You know, so like all the big... Folks,
so the Obamas, that means Umuaya Bowen.
Even Trump's daughters, they didn't change their name. That was Ivanka
and something else, I don't know.
Yeah, she didn't change her name. Because Jared's last name is like Kushna, her husband.
Kushna?
Kush something?
Okay.
He's Jewish, I think.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah,
I didn't mean to mispronounce that.
No, it's fine. I don't think I'm even saying it correctly, but I know it's like a very interesting name.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so... Or hyphenate. You mentioned hyphenate.
I think hyphenating is where a lot of how to mess up. Aha, no. Especially my when brothers how when. I'm seeing that more.
That's true.
And I think that's a beautiful thing to do, because at the end of the day, umwai went value.
But
yama also umwai, they should still be able to attach onto their parents' stuff too.
But I really am happy that people are realizing that girls do add value.
No, you guys do.
And the amount of, like, folks that told us, like, it's a blessing to have a girl.
The lioness is a blessing.
Says a lot.
Straight
you know,
up. Yeah.
Like,
always
even before she came, they were like, you know, a lot of people came up to us and told us that, you know, it's a blessing to have a girl. It's a blessing to have whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad that it's a thing
it
now where, like, boys are not so valued that if you have three girls, you're looked upon as like, who are you?
It's not just
your legacy is dead.
It's not just a phone you're trying to protect.
Yeah.
I'm with that, man.
No, yeah, that's real.
Yep.
That's so cheers to just, you know, kids in general.
Kids in general. Yeah, all of
yeah.
them. Yeah.